producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and I are starting out the show chatting with probably the foremost technician probably in the world. I've known this woman for probably about 4 or 5 years. She is incredibly accurate and incredibly well thought of in the financial community, Louise Yamada. Louise, my first question for you is, talking about the conventional equity markets, we are not particularly optimistic on the KE Report on the as to the performance for the rest of the year, albeit Thursday and Friday of this past week, we did see some strength. The feeling here among us is that it's probably just a bit of a dead cat bounce that's going on right now. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with you. I think that we have seen a year of deterioration under the surface of the rally that took place last year. And the deterioration has continued, not only through the August decline, but through the rally into November, and there has not been any improvement whatsoever. You're down to about 12% of stocks in the New York Stock Exchange above their 200-day moving averages. That's a very weak sign. It's interesting because one would think that with some of the groups like the energy and the industrials and the materials down such huge percentages, well deep into bear market territory, that you might see some gripping. And it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't happened yet. Prices are still coming down, and we've started to lose the leaders in terms of the biotechs and the technology names that we're holding up, or perhaps creating tops at this point in time. Certainly Apple broke down. So I think that notwithstanding this rally, which can come back toward the formerly broken support, which now becomes resistance to price, which would be 17,000 on the Dow and 2,000 on the S&P 500, we could see a rally for a few weeks. But I think that there's more downside to come on the other side of that. Our monthly momentum indicators have been on a sell signal for quite a number of months, and that's something that historically has kept us on the right side of the market. So until those turn around, as they did in 2009 eventually, we would continue to be cautious here.
Louise, I find it interesting that you brought up Apple and how that stock is breaking down, because that was one of the high-flying stocks or FANG stocks throughout 2015 that was keeping the markets afloat. Because when you look at the end of 2015, the majority of the stocks, well over 50% in the S&P and in the Dow and in the NASDAQ, were down for the year. It was only these high-flying stocks that kept the markets afloat. And now that we're seeing those stocks start to break down, even though Netflix did come out with some good earning results earlier this week, it is even more so a sign, I think, that this weakness in the markets is going to continue for the rest of this year, at least. What are some of your comments on that?
Oh, I agree. And actually, if you mention Netflix, if you look at the rally that took place recently that took it up to a slight new high back in December, that was met with a negative divergence in the momentum study. And today we're up 200, we were up almost 200 points, but the Netflix is down. So what we're seeing more and more of, and it's registered in our up-down volume momentum indicator, is that most of these rallies have been met with selling into strength. And those volume momentum readings have been in very deep oversold territory. Now, generally, if you're in a rising market, something can go into oversold and bounce right back out of it, you know, the buy the dips type of psychology. But when you're in something that is developing into what this is developed into, and I think we're seeing bear market labels all over the place, those deep oversold readings can last for weeks to months, the way they did with every prior bear market environment. And so that volume momentum went to a new low just recently. It's got a lot of work to do before it, you know, perks its head up. You don't want to, there's always risk when they're selling into the rallies. There's always a risk out there. So we like to wait.
You know, an interesting conclusion that I have come to is that, you know, the plan, according to everything that I saw starting back in about 2010 and continuing on to the present day, is the plan was basically to attempt to bolster confidence, which really our economy is totally based on right now. Fundamentals other than confidence, and I do consider confidence to be a fundamental, are really pretty lacking right now. But, you know, the Fed did an okay job in terms of QE, in terms of free money, et cetera, et cetera. But they did an okay job, I think, in keeping confidence at a relatively strong level. But I think that they've run out of gas, and I think a lot of people right now, a lot of the savvy traders, a lot of the savvy investors right now, are really starting to realize, at the risk of sounding, you know, really simplistic here, that the emperor really doesn't have any clothes on. Would you agree with that?
Well, I certainly think it's a possibility. There are more and more indicators that are slipping into levels that suggest some problems, but I think the global markets have certainly deteriorated to a great deal over this time frame, and some of them have met bear market statistics 20% or more down. Most of our markets have reached that level too. You look at the transports, you look at the mid cap, the Russell. We're approaching those levels, except for the Dow and the S&P 500.
So, Louise, do you think that investors need to be aware of what is happening in these other markets? Because it does seem like in the middle of the night here in North America, as we're watching what's happening, say, in the Shanghai Index, if that closes up for their trading day, it seems like before our market even opens, we're seeing pre-market action that is almost mirroring what we're seeing over there prior to.
Well, the foreign markets have been deteriorating for an equally long period of time. Most of them have our monthly momentum sell signals over this year, and we've been cautious. Them are starting to break their support levels already.
Louise, how much strength do you give, or how much, strength I guess would be the right word, or level of importance, do you feel China is playing in this thing? Now, my opinion about China, real quick, is that, you know, close to a 7% GDP growth rate ain't bad, given what's going on in the world. What do you think about that?
I think that it's perhaps their statistics should be taken with a grain of salt. We had a friend living over there who actually said they don't have a clue what's going on, but that's probably irresponsible of me to say. I think that the problem with China provided a catalyst for an already weak U.S. market to start to come down.
Louise, I would agree with that comment, and I think we're all in agreement here that in general, the markets in the U.S. and globally continue to look weak. Obviously, this is not the start that the bulls were hoping for, but it's a telling sign of how poorly we started 2016. One of the worst on record, if not the worst on record, cannot bode well for investors looking to get long and make money in the conventional markets throughout 2016. And that will actually be almost a trend for the rest of our show. We will be chatting about the weakness we're continuing to see. So everybody, stick around. We have a great show lined up for you. Craig Hemke, Glenn Downs is back with us, Chris Temple. We even have David Morgan joining us. So, Louise, thank you for kicking off our show. And everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
My pleasure.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Rory and I are chatting with Jeff Pontius, talking about some good news to come out of Corvus Gold. By the way, any of you who are going to be at the Cambridge Show in Vancouver this weekend, which starts tomorrow, Sunday, please look up Corey. Corey will be on the main stage moderating a couple of panels, and Jeff Pontius will also be there. We want to also interject here that John Kaiser just put out a special report on Corvus, and if you'd like a copy of that report, just, you know, let us know through the blog or send me an email or whatever, and we'll get a copy of that report to you. Jeff, I want to talk first a little bit about a royalty situation that you just put together on one of your former assets, if I'm not mistaken, up in Alaska. Can you elaborate on that?
Sure, Al. It's one of our non-core assets. We have four of these in Alaska. Three of them we've now sold for cash and retained royalties, averaging about 3% NSR royalties on each one of the projects. So that's been really good. We're building up a portfolio for Corvus and its shareholders of royalty participation in these projects. It's important that we bring in the right partner for these so we get them advanced. The first couple of these went to a group called Millrock, which is an association, working in association with Newcrest Gold up in Alaska. And this last one on our LMS project was with Gold Reserve. They had a big deposit in Venezuela called Brisas that they got a big settlement out of internationally with Venezuela. So they're out looking for a project. They picked up ours, paid us $350,000 U.S. cash for the asset, and we get a 3% royalty on it. So it's just building up on our strategy of trying to make the best use of all of our assets that we have in Corvus Gold and really translate those into continued funding of our exploration to really minimize dilution for our shareholders going forward.
Jeff, can you give us a quick update on how advanced this Alaska asset is?
Right now, it's got a resource on it of about 260,000 ounces in an open pit model that's on it right now. I think Gold Reserve will be in there doing some follow-up drilling, particularly after a very high-grade part of that system that might host a vein system that would be mined underground earlier stage. So I think that's their general strategy on this project. So we'll see where they go. They're a well-funded company, which is unusual in these days, and they have a real commitment to take the project forward.
Well, Jeff, speaking about well-funded companies being unusual these days, what's the status on Corvus right now?
Corvus is doing well. We have currently about $3 million Canadian in the treasury. We just finished our 2015 drill program, and as you noted, we had some good results that came out in the news just a few days ago. Those are exciting for us. It looks like we're going to be able to outline a new high-grade zone mineralization to add into the current resource that's in our PEA. We'll be working on that this year. So you'll see Corvus go out, and our shareholders have always been good at providing funding when we need it, particularly for exploration. And you can probably look for that happening again in the future, and it'll undoubtedly be done with our same core shareholders that we have. So Corvus has been able to maintain a very solid balance sheet and continue to do very aggressive, active exploration. So, you know, it's paying off for our shareholders and making our project larger and more attractive as we go forward. So it's I think the shareholders can be confident that Corvus will be able to take the project and the company forward with good financial security.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit about this new high-grade gold zone that Corvus found with this recent drilling program. I think a lot of our listeners know about the North Bullfrog project, which I think we should touch on at the tail end of this interview. But identifying this new zone, what does it mean for the company moving forward, and how is it related to the Bullfrog project?
It's pretty exciting for us. You know, exploration is really out there looking for something that nobody's found before. So it's a high-risk venture, and when you hit something, it's really a positive news, and hopefully you can capitalize on that. That's where we are now with this new zone. this zone looks like a northeast trending zone of high-grade mineralization, very similar to our Yellow Jacket deposit. And so in the largest deposit we have at North Bullfrog is a deposit called Sierra Blanca Yellow Jacket. And if we look, Yellow Jacket is on the east side of this deposit, and what we're finding is something sitting on the very on the west side of the deposit. It's new. It can easily be added into the open pit design that we've got right now. And it looks like it's got the size potential to possibly be another Yellow Jacket size deposit. If we did find one of those, we've run some preliminary economics, and it looks like that could easily increase our NPV of the project, which is currently right now at almost $500 million on a before-tax basis. It could increase that NPV by over 50%. So this is a significant discovery that's going to have a major impact on the overall mine design that we've got.
So we're talking about an NPV potentially to be announced later this year, and this is a forward-looking statement, so don't take it as anything other than a forward-looking statement, a net present value of around $750 million. Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah, I think we're going to be definitely in that $700 million range on a before-tax basis.
Mm-hmm.
After tax, we're probably looking at still being in the neighborhood of around $400 million. So that's a really important thing. So we want to get back at this thing. We want to find out if we can capture that kind of value into the project. And so that's what the next exploration program will be done based on. And so far, I think I'm very confident that we're going to be able to fund that and continue with advancing the project in that direction.
Any idea when that next drill program will be able to commence?
Yes, what we're doing right now is going through, doing some remapping, taking all of the, we don't quite have all the drill results back for the 2015 drill program yet, but we'll see more of those come out over the next few weeks as we get the final results in. So we'll be in there doing some follow-up work that we need to do to make a more effective drill program on surface. That'll take us the next couple months to get done, so you can look for us starting to drill again in April.
I've been involved with Corvus folks for an awful long time. Started with a trip that I took to Alaska when I went over there. I believe it was three properties in Alaska at that time. And then followed that up shortly thereafter, just a few months later, with a trip down to the North Bullfrog property. And I have to tell you, I have not been disappointed at all in the situation with Corvus. I still retain the shares that I purchased after my initial trip to Alaska. I want to remind you one more time, Corey will be speaking at the Cambridge House show this weekend in a couple different occasions, and Jeff Pontius will also be there. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bills. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition, chatting with Craig Hemke, also known as Turd Ferguson, over FTF Metals Report. Craig, let's get right into it and chat about the action that we've been seeing in the U.S. stock market. We can even talk about the global stock markets for 2016. The trend is noticeably down. We are getting the odd little bounce here and there, but quite frankly, none of these bounces have even exceeded the lows that were put in from the day before. So right now, the markets continue to look weak, and this is something that we were talking about throughout last year, as the markets looked like they were making this topping process.
Yeah, exactly, Corey. We recognize, though it's TF Metals Report, you know, it's not like everybody's got 100% of their money in metals. I mean, that's the last thing you should do. And so you have other investments. A lot of folks have 401ks and IRAs, and they've been able to build them back up over the last 7 or 8 years as the Fed has, you know, printed all this cash and pumped the markets up. But what caught our eye back in August was it began to look like this latest bull market was rolling over. And when we had such a nasty month of August, you may recall we talked about what I called the death candle. And what the death candle was that August was the trend breaker from a monthly standpoint. And when I say candle, we're using what's called candlestick charts. And if you go back and look at the previous two bull markets from 95 to 99 and from 2003 to 2008, both of them ended with a similar monthly move in the S&P. December 2000, we were down about 5% on that month with a range of about 10%. January 2008, down 6% with a range of 13%. And so when August was down 7% with a range of 12%, we went, holy cow, this looks just like what happened last time. From there, we expected what we called a green candle of hope. You know, this kind of like, well, no, look, that was just an anomaly. Everything's fine. Because in early January of 2001, we rallied about 10%. And in the springtime of 2008, we rallied 14%. And so this last fall in 2015, when we rallied 12%, we went, oh, man, here we are. We really are repeating history. And I, at that point, I set out to find what would be the key indicator. What would tell me that, you know, the door was being slammed shut, you know, the nails were being pounded into the coffin. And I decided it would be, if you look back in the past, when the six-month moving average of the S&P bearishly crossed downward through the 24-month moving average, that's what set off then the avalanche of selling with the benefit of hindsight. That's what happened in 2001. That's what happened in 2008. And it's happening now with this action in January. And it appears, if anybody wants a number to watch, S&P 1920 appears to be the number that come, what is it, next Friday the 31st? If we finish the month of January below 1920 on the S&P, and we're currently about 1870, I guess, as we record this, if we close below 1920 on the S&P, you'll have that final nail, that cross of those two moving averages. Back in 2001 and 2002, from the high, the S&P declined almost 50%. In 2008, it was also almost 50%. We're tracking almost identically. I can't stress this enough. Another 50% decline would take the Dow down to what, 9,000? The S&P to 1,100? I mean, people can't afford to have that happen again. And so I just can't stress strongly enough, outside of the gold and silver discussion, if don't just sit there complacent with your 401k and your IRAs and your managed money and your ETFs. This is not the time to just sit there with your fingers crossed, listening to the cheerleading of CNBC, thinking that all is going to be well. Now is the time to be proactive and be very, very cautious.
Well, and a couple aspects to add to this point here, Craig, is throughout last year and at the tail end of last year, when you actually dove into the indices, you saw that the majority of stocks actually were down for the year. The only reason why the markets closed close to even was because of some high-flying stocks. And now, as we start this year, we're seeing everything come off. And another stat that we will be talking about later with Chris Temple and Doc is the fact that a lot of these 401ks that are broadly invested actually lost a fair bit of money last year. So that is another concern for people to be cognizant out there. And given we might see some sort of a bounce here, I think the markets are due for a bit of a bounce. Fact of the matter is we are quite far off of any new all-time highs, and I think that's why people need to be concerned with a falling market. But doesn't this also go hand in hand with a slowdown in the global economy?
All that stuff, yes. And the Fed thinking that they can raise rates, which is actually kind of funny because since December, when allegedly they hiked rates, the 2-year note is down about 20 basis points and the 10-year note's down about 25. So are rates really going higher or not? The ripples around the world are really impacting things. The stronger dollar has forced China to devalue their currency. By doing so, that's kind of forcing an unwinding of what looks to be a Japanese yen, Chinese yuan carry trade. That's forcing the Japanese yen to rally. And as we've talked about in the past here, the high-frequency trading algorithms that dominate about 80% of the U.S. stock market trading, one of the key things they follow is the Japanese yen. As the Japanese yen rallies, that triggers these machines to sell stocks. And so when you hear people on TV saying, well, I don't understand why the Chinese economy, if the Chinese economy is imploding, why is our stock market going down? They're not that big of a trading partner and blah, blah, blah. That's a total misunderstanding of what drives global markets these days. And if this trend continues of Chinese yuan devaluations causing the yen to rally, the stock market's going to go lower and then begins to kind of feed on itself. And we do get a repeat of 2001 and 2008.
Well, and for those people that do argue that the markets are not connected, well, I think that's a complete false statement because
ignore
the markets
them.
Clearly are. Exactly. Yeah, and pay attention to what's going on in China and in Japan and in Europe, because that is a drag on everything out there. But one aspect to consider, too, is will it all come down together, Craig, or will there be a certain economy or markets out there that could weather this storm a bit better?
That's a very good question, Corey, and I'm not sure I'm the guy to ask on that one. I just kind of look at things from a general point of view. It could very easily, though, come all down together because, again, everything is still connected, and particularly at the big bank level, the J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank level, where one person's risk or hedge is somebody else's risk or hedge, and they're all tied together as parties and counterparties. A big thing that people really should watch, you want something to one specific company or bank to pay attention to, watch Deutsche Bank. Stock is falling out of bed. It's at all-time, at least 25-year lows, if not all-time lows, lower than it was in 2008. They are the bag holder, it seems, for commodity derivatives, much like AIG was the bag holder for credit default swaps in 2008. And if Deutsche Bank gets into serious trouble and stress and is insolvent and is on the hook for derivatives, all the other banks that are counting as counterparties to Deutsche Bank, the whole dominoes all start to fall into each other, and it could all collapse again in almost an instant like it did in 2008. So that would be my answer to your question, Corey.
No, Craig. We saw gold this week bounce a little bit, taking out that $1,100 resistance level, and it's fluctuated right around that price. As we're recording this, we are about $1, $2 north of $1,100. Do you think by the moves that we've seen that, A, the bottom is in, that we will not go lower than $1,050? And also, do you see people taking a more positive light towards this sector?
There's certainly a big, beautiful, rounded bottom on the chart, a double bottom at 1050, and kind of almost looks like a false breakdown below what had been support at 1080. I would encourage people to watch really closely what happens here at the 100-day moving average. It's about 1108. That's where we stopped yesterday, and beyond that to 200-day. If price could ever penetrate both of those, you could get some real virtuous momentum going. For now, we're not really seeing any flows of technical money or hedge fund money coming into COMEX paper gold. And until we do, we're not going to see a lot of upside momentum. So watch those moving averages. And once we violate those to the upside, then we might begin to accelerate to the upside. For now, though, I'm with you. I think we've seen a nice double bottom floor down here around 1050. I'd be very surprised if we were to take those out in the future.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report, I have Chris Temple of the National Investor and Richard Doc Postma. Guys, I want to get into a topic that hasn't been covered too much on our show, and that involves the injection of money by central banks, more specifically the People's Bank of China. Earlier this week, there was a story that came out talking about how the PCOB injected the most cash in 3 years in open market operations. So far this year, the PCOB has injected 400 billion yuan to the financial system using reverse repurchase agreements. Digging down into some of the details, the PCOB conducted 110 billion yuan of 7-day reverse repos, 290 billion yuan of 28-day contracts. It also freed up over 700 billion yuan into the banking system via 3, 6, and 12-month loans. Chris, let's get your comments first. The PCOB, while it is freeing up this money and injecting it into the markets, it's not exactly saving the markets in the sense that they are still going down, or is it?
Well, I don't know, Corey, that it's intended to save the market in that respect. Let me tell you, and I've been talking about this theme on and off recently, particularly since the FOMC meeting on the Fed's part back in December. A lot of people for years have been saying that all of this quantitative easing, all of this financial alchemy and so forth on a part of the central banks, all it's doing is inflating asset prices. Little of it trickles down to Main Street. And that this is just something that enriches the top 1% of the people in the world because you turn the asset markets into casinos. And maybe the central bank should step back, stop doing that, start to let nature take its course and rebalance things. And you know what? All of a sudden, And I pinch myself sometimes even saying this. Is this really happening? But you know what? It is. And in the case of China, under President Xi, of course, he has been trying beyond the financial bubbles in that country to root out corruption, to try and turn what really are the biggest bubbles in the world as far as how China's economy was built into something that's more sustainable long term. It's not going to be a fun process, an easy process. It's not going to be one without risks. But what all of these central banks, I think, to some extent are trying to do, more so China and I think more so the Fed now, is they understand belatedly that, you know what, keeping interest rates at zero perpetually may not be the answer to long-term prosperity. Maybe we do need to step back a little bit and let markets reprice themselves. Their job and their challenge is to institute this type of thing without markets becoming illiquid. So what China has done on a very short-term basis is to try and cushion whatever liquidity issues might be arising as the Shanghai index has slipped again a little bit below 3,000, but it's not falling out of bed. They want to make sure that if the market has to continue going down as things retrench over there, that at least it's an orderly process. What none of these central banks still will tolerate is if things become disorderly all of a sudden and you have dislocations or all of a sudden you've got key markets where you don't have bids and that type of thing, then they will panic and intervene again. But short of that, we're getting right now, much as we've seen in our own stock market so far this year, I think kind of what the Fed wants to see.
And Chris, I have to say that this is fine in my book as well. I don't particularly want to see a collapsing market, but it would be nice to see the markets move down into a bit of a more normal sense where I think we can get back to valuing companies on a more tangible, more understandable basis than how we got to over the last, let's say, 5 years when the markets were screaming higher.
A lot of us have talked about how if it weren't for the FANG stocks and some of these other, you know, very narrow measures of the stock market, we have really been in a bear market since the middle of last year. And in my current issue, I have a chart that my friend Dana Lyons from the Chicago area, he's a fund manager. I've introduced him to you, Corey, as a possible guest. But he sent me a chart, which I haven't, unfortunately, and I'm ashamed to say, looked at in some time, that's of the value line geometric composite. This is of the value line index that covers the New York Stock Exchange, S&P 500, the NASDAQ, but in a geometric or median way. So you don't have this artificial weighting like you do in the S&P, for example, and some other indices, but everything is kind of on an even keel. You know how much that index is down since the middle of last year, which helps to explain a lot of people seeing their mutual funds down double digits, even if the S&P supposedly was down 2%?
Let me guess.
From the high last year, how much do you think it's down, Doc?
25%.
28%.
Dead on its first Fibonacci retracement level.
28%?
38.
Wow. And that's probably why a lot of people are feeling a lot of pain already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, obviously, a lot of that is skewed by the energy and other resource stocks. But among other things, this tells me, and I said yesterday when we talked about this at the market close, that you were seeing signs of this yesterday. There are, even outside the areas of energy and resources, where there's going to be, you know, when this turns around down the road, there's going to be a lot of people hitting 10-baggers and better again, you know, like in 2002, like for a while in 2009. But even outside of those areas, good bread-and-butter businesses, a lot of these stocks are down 30, 40, 50%. Good companies with earnings, with increasing their dividends. This is going to lead to one of the best times in a long time if you're a value investor to take some good long-term positions.
Now, Doc, if we are seeing this almost controlled decline rather than a collapse, no matter where it ends, who do you think this benefits and who does it essentially hurt as we continue this move down?
Well, interestingly, we had talked off mic about this, but maybe this is also a way that they're going to bring some salve to the middle class by compromising the income inequality narrative. because certainly the one percenters are going to get hurt by this. And instead of elevating the middle class, maybe they're going to bring the one percenters down a little bit closer to the middle class as far as net worth. And that's the irony of all of this. But I think the ultimate benefit through all of this, because what you're getting is a deflationary deleveraging move now through commodities, and now I think it's starting to take place in paper assets. The ultimate positive is going to be for Main Street, because when you bring all these commodity costs and input costs down, ultimately for businesses, the businesses are going to have to compete even harder for the consumer to come into their doors. And in deflationary times, and a lot of people don't know this, but it actually benefits the middle class in deflationary times. And that sounds counterintuitive, but it does. And I guess that's what's going to be the ultimate positive, is for the consumer in cheaper prices going forward.
So, Chris, the topic here now is, instead of the middle class making the jump up to where the wealthy are, it's more of a pullback from the wealthy to the middle class. But we keep on talking about how the wealthy have so much influence in the system. How will it all continue that way? They're not going to take this lightly.
In the grand scheme of things, I'm not sure that things change a whole lot, Corey. I think that the need on the part of the Fed to take some of the risk out of the system that they first put into it surmounts everything. And for as long as they can get away with it, they want to see an environment where over the next couple of years they can raise interest rates several times. And, you know, if they have to slow down the pace to keep the markets from completely panicking, they will do so. But they are on this quest. Their decisions now are going to be no more data dependent than they were before. That's been a canard that the Federal Reserve has used. They kept interest rates at zero for so long to front load all of these bubbles and the wealth effect, like even Richard Fisher belatedly admitted, who used to be the president of Dallas Fed. And now it's going to go the other way, and it has to. And again, their job is to see that it doesn't happen in such a way that it causes major dislocation. You know, sure, some of the commentators on Wall Street now act like spoiled children. You just took the rattle away. But again, until we get to the point, and there's a high risk of this, of course, where things just become illiquid and seize up, the Fed's going to stay this course whether anybody likes it or not.
Yeah, interesting comments, Chris. It's showing a different paradigm that we're in, considering the last 5 to 6 years, what we have been in, where it seemed like the markets were running higher, and that's what the Fed wanted. Now I do see that narrative changing. It will eventually find the bottom, wherever that might be, but as long as we're not having true panic creep into the markets, I think long-term, even short-term, that's much better for everybody.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora. and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.